5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and howdly doodly.
Julia with the sick fade into the 0.5.
The new 0.5 with the new equipment.
That's right. So she started the, I know you got it. Started with the, 5-4, all that. And
three,
then
two,
sick
one.
Faded into.
Oh, so good.
Here we are, and
so
we're doing
good.
0.5.
This is episode 2.5. This is a very brief episode where we try to cover the upcoming beer events and the major beer releases in the Cincinnati area. Chances are good we will miss something because there are so many breweries, so many social media accounts to follow. So please let us know if there is something that you would like us to mention on the show for an event that your brewery, your group is having, a beer release, something Cincinnati craft beer related. Try to give us 2 to 3 weeks notice so that everyone listening, if they don't listen on the day that we release this, they have time to put it on their calendars.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Marky, you want to? Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we doing here? Demogorgon Day, street side. So we're taking it to the streets. And that is on the 30th.
Yes, October 30th. Very fitting for Demogorgon Day.
Awesome.
They will have both their, they'll have new variants of Demogorgon, old variants that they've released in the past, and you can purchase the base, I don't want to say the base variant, but the base Demogorgon recipe as well. On November the 4th, Saunders' third anniversary, they will have new releases all day, and they will have a new beer tapped every hour.
So, along that lines, Julia, have they not released the Black Friday whatnots?
Not
because,
yet.
November 4th is anniversary, but
mm-hmm. Black Friday's coming up very soon with family tradition.
Family tradition,
yes, yes.
On Black Friday.
I have not seen anything about that yet. If I have missed a post, Danny, hit us up. You know where to reach us at Truth Beer Pod. What else is on the list?
We got Beer Booze Bonks Fest on November 20th. Two sessions, 12 to 4, or where all the cool kids are going to be from 6 to 10, where you can buy an additional, an additional $10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can do kick the keg and be there and, just get your drink on.
And that's for the Kick the Keg is 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And that is the beer festival that the Gnarly Gnome, Cincy Brewcast, and Merrill Woods from Cincy by the Pint are putting on, along with Cartridge Brewing. It will take place at the Cincinnati Fowling Warehouse on November 20th. Buy your tickets, be there, or don't be a true craft beer aficionado. I don't know. Just go. It's going to be fun. What else do we have? Braxton Dark Charge Day is going
Never
to be...
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. It's one of the biggest dark beer festivals or release days out there.
Talk about it, Julia.
Dark Charge Day is going to be on December the 4th this year. Braxton has not released any information about it other than the date. So keep an eye on their social media. And once we get more information on Dark Charge Day as far as special releases, we will let you know on Truth Beer and Podsequences 0.5. What else is on the list?
Looks like Fretboards re-releasing Bright Side of Life IPA on the 28th of, not November, but this month, October.
There will be six packs of the beer to purchase, as well as having it on draft. And then last but not least...
Looks like March 1st...
Never heard of them.
Drink for a Cause on... the 30th of October.
That one supports the Chip Terry Fund for first responders. They're going to have raffles, a split the pot, and more. And then two events that are happening this... We released this episode before October 16th, but on October 16th, so this may be past when you listen to this, there are really three events. There is the Holy Cannoli beer release at Third Eye Brewing, tied into that is the Delgado Cannoli Bar's anniversary down at their shop in Covington on the 16th. And Nine Giant is also doing Barrel Fest at the Fermentorium this weekend, October 16th. Tickets are still available. All things barrel-aged. I believe they have 17 different breweries, all providing different barrel-aged beers. So if you hear this episode when it comes out and you have nothing to do this weekend, hit up Third Eye Brewing and get some Holy Cannoli beer and support Cancer Research, Cancer Support Foundation. And then go ahead and go over to the Fermentorium and get some barrel-aged beers.
Well, there you go. And
that should wrap up this episode of Point 5. And these episodes are going to be a little rough as we get started with them, but stick with us.
I mean, you get the gist of it, right?
Yes.
Point 5 is what we're going to try to do is give you a little advance notice on some of the cool stuff happening around Cincinnati.
Yes.
Hopefully you put it on your calendar. And if you are somebody who is listening and we don't have your event on, please contact us on all our, you know, at somewhere on our social media, which is at Truth Beer Pod, pretty much anywhere at Truth Beer Pod at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Truth Beer Pod on all the social. And yeah, I mean, get at us. We want you to be able to know that, you know, we not only cover all the Cincinnati craft beer podcasts, but we try to give you a little hint on the cool stuff going on. So thank you for listening. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Rach.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Mom. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.